You? You're the blue skies kind. The let's take the long trail kind. The immerse yourself in nature kind. The teach a new generation to love and preserve it too kind. The cold local brews after a day full of adventure kind. The adventurous kind. The friendly kind. The local culture seeker kind. And simply the kind. Kind. You're the checkout visit parkcity.com right now kind. Park City, Utah. For the mountain kind.
When it comes to family vacations, there are a million different trips you can take. You can get your own trip to Texas. Or if you prefer a vacation from your family, you can always get your own leave the kids with grandma. Yay! Trip to Texas. So go to TravelTexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
Everybody, welcome to episode 80 of the Go Get Outside podcast. This is your host, Jason Milligan. Welcome back. Welcome aboard. Today's episode is one of those that really exemplifies what I think is one of the more important things about the friendships you build with people in the outdoors. It's not about the rad adventures, but instead about people helping each other become better, stronger people and overcoming the problems in our lives and the hurdles in our lives. The reason I'm mentioning this at all should become readily apparent as you listen to this episode. Today we will be speaking with Trail Mothers. They are a local hiking group dedicated to getting mothers and their children out on the trail together. It began as an individual Instagram account and then grew into a large community that continues to grow larger and larger. And part of the reason I wanted to have them on the show is because I think their story really gets to the root of why this podcast exists and what it stands for. The outdoors are for everyone, and spending time in the outdoors can really improve your life. Don't let excuses get in your way. Find solutions and get outdoors. This is going to be our biggest roundtable episode yet. There are 7 guests on this episode, all members of Trail Mothers, all mothers who are dedicated to getting out there with their children and with other mothers on the trail. I met up with them one morning at Griffith Park, and we all sat down and had this jovial conversation covering everything from why this organization exists, why they joined, how it has improved their lives and the lives of their family members, how it's helped them with their personal and emotional strife, how it's taught them to deal with fear and overcome the hurdles that have come along in their lives. But that is enough of me telling you why you need to listen to this episode. Let me not waste any more of your time. Let's get to Griffith Park and talk to Trail Mothers.
My name's Kristen Hernandez. I'm the founder of Trail Mothers. I'm a mother to a six-year-old boy. He's very active. He's been hiking since he was a baby or before he was born. I created Trail Mothers to empower other mothers, to inspire other children to get out, do something other than being at home, doing the usual. Besides hiking, I am a rock climber. I do rock climb. I do boulder outside. That's about it.
Hi, my name is Sonia. I'm the recruiter for Trail Mothers. The reason why I joined Trail Mothers is that I just love hiking. I've been hiking before my daughter was born, and now she's hiking with me in the pack. She's 3 years old. We've hiked a lot. She struggles at times, but she's a trooper, and we love joining in with other groups, especially Trail Mothers, because there's other kids that my daughter can join in with the fun. And that's about it, yeah.
Hi, my name's Daisy. I'm the assistant social media person for Trail Mothers. I started recently hiking about, now it's like 3 years ago, so I guess not so recent, but I started hiking with my son. I did grow up camping with my family, and we did, you know, a few hikes on the trails, and I enjoyed that as a young child, and I kind of wanted to introduce my son to the outdoors, and I feel like any mom with a toddler knows that they have a little bit of extra energy, and indoors and homes are not the appropriate place for that. So for me, hiking has helped me allow my son to be a kid and just enjoy the outdoors, introduce him to all his senses. And I really enjoy being a part of Trail Mothers because it helps me interact with other mothers and other children. And it's just a way for him to explore being a child with other kids. So I really appreciate this group.
Hi, everybody. My name is Juana Rosales. I am the special events coordinator. Joined Trail Mothers about 10 months ago. I was introduced to Kristen, the founder, on a hike. And the reason I joined hiking was for health purpose and also to find a way of being free in the outdoors. And also, I've been camping with my family since I was a young kid in Mammoth all the time. So I'm also incorporating family traditions as well with my kids, even though they're older. You know, my oldest is 23, my daughter 15, and my son 9, but it's never too late for an adventure. The same thing, like all the other mothers, I'm here to inspire other mothers and inspire children to be free and enjoy life with Mother Nature.
Hi, I'm one of the Emilys. I'm Emily Sluman. Everyone calls me Smalls because I'm small. I have 3 kids, and I've been getting outside since my oldest was in diapers, and she's gonna be 11 now in a few weeks. And I joined Trail Mothers because I finally found a group of people who had the same likes as me. We always did everything by ourselves, and so it was nice to find a group of women who were like-minded and who didn't judge me, because the first time I met all these people, me and my toddler were crying in the parking lot. They just totally welcomed me with open arms, and so it was really nice to like have friends who, you know, wanted to get outside and didn't care if you and your toddler were crying. So it's just a little family, and it's a great place for moms and dads and anyone to join in, and I people who are like your tribe.
Hi, my name is Camila Fernandez. I'm the web developer for Trail Mothers, and I have a little one that he's 2 years old. I came from Chile like 8 years ago, where my husband and I, we have always been like into outdoors, so we backpack a lot. We did some mountaineering there in Chile, but here when I had my kid, like everything changed. I have like some hiking mates, but when you have a kid, like probably they don't understand that you have to stop a lot, you need to change diapers on the trail, sometimes you need to breastfeed, and this kind of people probably is like, oh, you're just slowing down. So it's like I was looking for a group of people that share the same like values of us, like they believe that outdoors is very important for kids, and I think that I found the right group, and I'm so grateful for that.
Hi, I'm Emily Deeth. I'm a mom to a 5-year-old. We've always hiked. I hiked with him in my womb. When he was younger, I carried him on my back. And then we got to the point where he was outgrowing the pack and he had to walk on his own, which was a bit of an obstacle because he didn't want to hike on his own 2 feet. So it slowed us down. There was a lot of crying. I looked for a group that I can join with other people who brought their kids because I wanted to find hiking buddies for him, make it fun because he's not 100% into this as I am, you know? So I found Trail Mothers on Instagram and I followed them. And once they posted an event, I showed up. And since then, I've been coming at every event. My son Lathe. He's found a hiking buddy, Liam, which is Kristen's son, and they just goof around on the trail and they have a lot of fun. And this year is the first year that he's hiked on his own without me having to carry him. And he's carrying his own backpack and snack. Not water yet because the water is heavy, you know, like, but we've hit a lot of trails this year. I think the highest one that he hiked is Echo Mountain. Yeah, that's like a bigger elevation gain for him. And he did it at night crying, but he did it.
He did it. Yeah.
So that's why I joined for him. But along the way, we met like a lot of great people. And now we're outside in nature and we're valuing the outdoor, but we're also valuing community too. And that's what I want for him, as well as appreciation for nature and appreciation for people, you know, because you have to have, yeah, you have to interact, because we don't live on an island on our own, you know, like we are all trying to raise well-balanced people, yeah. Right? You know what I mean? So
I think everyone probably has some sense of what Trail Mothers is, but I think just to be safe, we should have you explain what Trail Mothers is so everyone listening knows exactly what it is. Other than that, it is a club that is friendly to crying. That is
cool. Well, we have monthly events that are, you know, kid friendly for all the kids to come. We also started doing mom hikes, just mom hikes only, so only moms show up.
And is it basically a local hiking group? Is it a national hiking group? Is it an Instagram tag? Is it all of those things?
It's all of those things.
When you started
all of those things together. Before Trail Mothers was ever created, it was just me and my son Liam hiking the trails here in Griffith Park by ourselves. And then one day I said, you know what, I'm sure there's other moms out there that are like me, that are into what I do. I should turn this into a group. Some people are asking me, is this a group or what are you? Because it was just called Trail Mother, not Trail Mothers. So I decided to have the group. I had my first event. I had one mom show up here with her daughter, and we did a hike around the Griffith Park, and that's where I created the name Trail Mothers here in Griffith Park. So then I just started having events, and one mom would show up, two moms would show up, and then it just turned into this big thing, this big group. It just started inspiring other moms to get out, whether they wanted to get out to go for a walk or go ride their bike or go for a swim, or just started empowering other moms.
And how are you holding these events? How are you organizing them?
I was doing them by myself. At first, all by myself. I was doing all the outreach for the sponsors. I was creating all the events. I was trying to upkeep the Instagram and the Facebook and creating all the content and taking pictures and videos all by myself. Maybe for 6 months, and then I had somebody helping me doing social media.
And did people find out about it usually through Instagram or
through Instagram? I built it solely on Instagram for a whole year, and then I created a Facebook closed group, and then that's when I started picking and choosing these moms.
So let's talk about how all of you found it, how you found out about it. We talked about it a little bit when you introduced yourselves, but let's go a little deeper into how you all came across Trail Mothers and why you went ahead and decided to join it, or maybe even if you want to talk about what your first experience was like with the group.
I basically started seeing them a lot on Facebook, and then I saw a bunch of events pulling up and then pictures of all the moms and the kids, and I was just so excited to try it out. For a couple times I couldn't make it because personal issues that I had, but I still had that hope of like one day going with them. And then finally a mother's only hike to the Wisdom Tree. I ended up going to that, and that's where I met Kristen, and I was able to talk to her and kind of like tell her a little bit of my story. We connected. That's how I started with the group.
I actually met Kristen a year after I had actually actively started hiking with my son. But before that, my whole reason to find a group like Trail Mothers was because I knew I wanted to start hiking right away with my son. So right after I had him and I was able to actually go and work out, I took him out on a trail and I went with a couple friends that actually started hiking in single group, no kids. And they decided to go up this mountain, and I just could not do it. And I had my son, and there was a point where it got really steep and I literally had to like stop. I cried and I was upset because I couldn't keep up with them. And I just had to realize like, I can't
put my kid in danger because I want to hike a certain trail. So, you know, when I got home that day, I just started thinking, I wish I had more friends that were moms that knew what to do on these trails or knew what types of trails were kid friendly. I started kind of exploring Instagram, and I came across Trail Mothers on the Instagram, and I actually got really empowered by, you know, Kristen's page, because I saw all these other mothers, and some of them had two kids on them. Like, one was carrying it on his back, one had it on the front, another one had, you know, two on his on her side, like walking them down the trail. And I was like, oh my gosh, how are these women doing this? Like, I could not carry a little 20-pound baby up a mountain, and these ladies are carrying their teenagers and toddlers on their backs. Like, that's crazy. I actually got really discouraged on a few hikes and almost decided to stop doing it. But I actually reached out to Kristen and I let her know, hey, you know, I came across your page, and, you know, I just want to let you know, like, I feel really inspired by your movement and what you guys are doing. And I think it's great, because I know I personally wish I had more of an outreach to other mothers, and I wish I was able to connect with them more. And she responded right away and just was, you know, telling me, like, oh, I looked at your page and it's so great that you're going out there, and, you know, don't let anything discourage you. You can do this. And she basically invited me to the next event, and I came with my son, and we went on a hike, and I survived, and I didn't cry, and I took my time walking. And, you know, they are all very understanding. Toddlers sometimes trail that would take a normal person maybe an hour will take us 5 hours. It's a lot of breaks. It's a lot of, I mean, not to compare it to a dog, but like, if the child wants to sit on the trail, you're not moving. You're gonna be able to drag him or her.
I mean, you could.
And then everyone's just kind of gonna stare at you, and you're wondering if social services is gonna be called. But yeah, I mean,
the great thing about hiking is social services usually is nowhere
nearby.
I actually had that thought the other day when my kid was screaming like bloody murder, and I was like, someone's gonna call the cops. And I was like, wait, there's no service.
I mean, with a group like this, they all are understanding. Yeah. And I mean, the first event I went to, I think me and my son were like the last ones, and Kristen stopped, and everyone came back, and everyone took breaks, and the kids were happy to take a break. No one was complaining, and I didn't feel like I was holding anyone back. I felt like we were actually doing this as a group. So that was really nice. And that was basically my first experience with Trail Mothers. And then after that, I really did feel more empowered to keep doing it. And I felt more encouraged with my son, because like Emily said, they may not love it as much as you love it, but I hope he does. And as he's grown, he has. I started fully carrying him, and eventually I was like, okay, you're gonna try and walk this one. And there were tears. Yeah, now he hikes faster than I do, and I'm like, you have to wait for me.
He runs up the hill.
Yeah, I mean, he did Echo Mountain just this last year too, and that was one of the ones that probably would have taken me by myself 1 to 2 hours, and with him it took me almost 6 hours, there and back. But he did it all by himself. I didn't carry him once. That was really encouraging and a proud moment as a mom to see my son conquer a trail where I probably before him would have never done. So he definitely pushes me now. So this group definitely gave me that kind of encouragement and power to see him succeed outdoors and see myself continue to succeed outdoors. And it's nice that we do have kid-friendly hikes, we have mom-only hikes, we have mom-dad family hikes. Yeah. Like, it's not just moms.
Yeah.
You know, there's single
families
women. Yeah, single women come out.
Grandmas come out.
Yeah, grandmas come out.
Uncles, you know, everybody.
It's good. It encourages everyone to kind of, you know, if a kid can do it, I can do it. So that's nice that it's a platform for that, to encourage other people, not just children, not just moms, but everyone to get out.
I like that it's like a women's led group.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, because most of the time dads are out on the trail with their kids, but most of the time it's the moms are on the trail.
It's good to feel that support, because in other groups there's not that support. It's just they're all single. They're not moms. They don't get it. They don't understand.
The reason I joined Trail Mother was, prior to joining Trail Mothers, I have a medical condition. And my doctor had advised me that I needed to do something to release stress from my body. And I just needed to take care of me. And the reason I hike is to just soothe my body and just feel free with nature by itself. And it's a condition that I enjoy doing. And it's something that keeps me going despite the struggle that I do, you know, hiking. Even though a kid is faster than I am, health-wise, I can't keep up with the kid. But I joined Trail Mothers 10 months ago. I met Kristen at Franklin Canyon, and I was introduced to them by Carlos Berus. I am so grateful he did that, because without him, I wouldn't be here. You know, I've been hiking 10 months. I've improved my speed. I'm also thankful for my doctors for the medication that they have given me to be able to hike certain peaks. And I've completed Mount Baldy crying up the hill because I cried. I felt a stroke coming and I was like, oh my God, you know, I'm not gonna make it. But I was pushed by my friend and he's like, you got this, you got this. And I cried on top of the hill, on top of the mountain actually. And I did it. It's like, okay, if I could do this, I could do more. And it doesn't matter how slow I go, I know I'm gonna get there because the mountain ain't going nowhere. Mm-hmm. And it's not a race. We as hikers should admire and enjoy the beauty that's out there, because I feel that going up a mountain shouldn't be a race. It should just enjoy and just capture what nature is all about. And it brings a sense as a human being when we're out in nature. And the same thing I try to, you know, I tell my kids, go out there. It's like, no, I don't want to go. Like, well, you're going to have to go. Like, for example, my birthday, it's like, I want to go hiking. Okay, but I don't want to go to the mountains. Take us to the beach. I'm like, okay, then we'll do a trail by the beach. My kids like trails by the beach. They love the water, so they rather hike by the beach than in a mountain. But my son is starting to learn an adventure. And he's like, I want to adventure also. So he was happy to get his first hiking boots. And we hiked in Mammoth. You know, we did a couple of trails. And he really enjoyed it. My teenage daughter, on the other hand, she was just moping around, dragging her feet and her tennis shoes. I'm like, where are the hiking boots? Like, nope. I don't want to. But it's just a great feeling to do something with your kids and to be with other mothers that enjoy the same thing, and that there's moments where we have to take a break with our kids and we can't push our kids like go, go, go. And if they want to stop, it's okay to stop.
The moral of the story, if you cry a lot, you're part of us.
And we'll give you a snack.
Yeah, and we'll give you a snack. So Kristen actually found me. I was Brandon ambassador for another group, and she reached out to me and invited me to a hike. And that was when my son was going through a fun stage. Like I said, he was sitting in the parking lot, like in the middle of it, and cars were like, what do we do? We were both having a meltdown, and I was so embarrassed. I was like, oh my God, this woman wanted to meet me because she thought I was cool, and now I look like this. Like, awesome. But everyone was like really nice about it. Long story short, at the end of the day, my kids were like, are we gonna go with your friends again? You know, and I think even my daughter, my middle one, at one point had like a meltdown on the trail and was like, why is there dirt here? And I was like, because we're outside. Like, I don't know what you want me to
Basket
do.
Rocks.
Yes, and even when rocks, we were leaving, yeah. Though, she was like, I had so much fun. And I was like, do you want to come back here? She's all, no. You know, and I was like, okay, well, all right. And anytime I say we're gonna go hiking or we're gonna go out, she asks if we're gonna go with our friends, and that, you know, means the trail moms. And like I said, I'd been doing this for, I have pictures of me 10, 11 years ago pushing my youngest daughter in the stroller through Eaton Canyon. Just, we were just plowing through rocks and just, I've always done it, but I've always been by myself. And so it's nice to have friends. Like, you know, I actually have friends now. Not that I didn't before, but, you know,
mom
like
friends.
I said, like, we just
mom friend.
Get yeah. the same, they like the same things, and we have the same values. It's really nice. Like I said, there are people who get it. I mean, you don't have to feel like you have to put on a front and that you have to be perfect around any of us, because clearly I'm not.
We're not.
But I joined, you know, like I said, to find my tribe, find a group of friends for my kids, and just to get out more, because it's hard to motivate yourself to get out. Mm-hmm. But if you feel like you have a bunch of people who are kind of waiting for you, you're like, oh, I gotta go, you know, I don't wanna let them down. I don't want to flake again because I'm Flaky McFlakerson. I'm happy that she found me, though. It was definitely meant to be. So. I'm glad I joined.
I'm glad you did.
I'm glad you believed in me.
Even all of you, yeah.
I don't remember well how I found Trail Matters. I think that it was through Facebook, but I don't have good memories. I don't remember well. So, the only thing that I remember is like I went to the first event that I went. It was the Easter one, Vasquez Rocks 2. And I remember seeing Emily crying on the bike.
It's all right. We're all moms. It's all right.
And then I remember that actually like from all the people that I knew, I was the only one that carried their child like in the backpack. And then I met Janet, that she's not here yet. But I saw her like carrying her child that he was way older than my kid. So it's like, oh, I can do this actually. And after that, like we had such a great time there. All the kids were a little bit older, but my kid loves that. He just wants to do the same thing. So the kids were like climbing some rocks and I was like freaking out because he was like a year or something like that.
He was little.
He was just, I think, study walking. Mm-hmm. So I was like freaking out because he wanted to climb the same rocks that the older kids wanted. And actually that's something that I look for because I don't know why. I don't know. I'm very overprotective with him. So it's like my husband is going, oh, I just let him do things. But I'm like, oh no, something's going to happen. So here that I see that older moms, like all the kids are exploring. So I think I feel better about myself letting him doing things.
Pretty free reign.
Yeah. That they can be, free and try not to freak out a little that much. And after that, I thought that it was like, this is a great, actually, community, a group, and I wanted to be involved. And that's when I like offered some things to Kristen that I thought they'll be good for the group to make it grow. I remember I was like in a moment that wasn't that good for me. I have a full-time job, but I don't want to be politic. But at that time, since I'm like an immigrant, I need like a job permit, administration change. So my job permit was delayed for a long time. So it was like out of work and say, okay, I need to do something. Then Kristen told me, actually, we need like a website for that. It took me a long time to do it. Like everyone understand being in the house with your kid and all that.
But she did it. She built it from the bottom to the top. She did it all. She built the website.
And it's amazing.
It's great.
That's how it got involved. I usually, when I believe that in the mission of something, and I believe of the people that's behind it, I try to be more active about it. Sometimes I'm not able to attend all the events, but I think that what we do is very important. And I see that it's good that we're showing other moms that you can do this. Sometimes it's going to be hard. It's going to take you hours. On the last hike, my kid, he wanted to walk a lot, but he was like falling and he wanted to grab every single rock that he found. We were on the back, but I was always like, okay, we are in a safe space. I know that my group is going to be like waiting a certain part for me. I remember like Juana telling me, like sending me texts, where are you? You have to take this part of the trail. Do not get lost. And I was like, oh my God, like they're waiting for me. But I could never see like someone with a bad face, like looking at me, oh, why are you so late? So yeah, that's my goal now, for my kid to walk by himself, but also to not take that much time. But it's a process and everyone here like understand that.
I think that's the main thing. It's just like, we just want everyone to know like you're not alone. When I first quit my job and I became a stay-at-home mom, I felt so lonely and like I didn't have anyone who understood what I was going through. I think that's what we need as a society right now, is just for people to not feel alone, because we're so connected, but we're so alone.
That's part of the reason why I joined Trail Mothers, because some of the personal issues that I was going through was actually a breakup. So I'm a single mom now, and it was a really hard time for me because I didn't have the support of a husband or a boyfriend to co-parent with me for my child to go hiking. The first time that I went hiking by myself, I was like so scared. The first time that I hiked with my daughter on my back was a scary moment for me, but I was going through the breakup. I was like, I have to do this. I'm an independent single mom now and I love hiking. I can't let that go away. So I ended up going to Temescal Canyon, which is one of my favorite hikes, and I ended up like taking my daughter on my back, and I stopped a lot of times, cried. I just kind of like pictured it as like me going through the breakup. It's like an analogy to my life. It was just a very tough time, but I was determined to get this hike done, and I did it. It was 4 miles with my daughter on my back, and I felt so empowered. And I was just with my daughter motivating me on my back. She's like, we did it, mommy, we did it. Yeah, we did it.
And when she saw the car, she's like, "Mommy's car." She was so happy. But I just felt so empowered and so happy. And I was just like eager to do some more hikes. And luckily I found Trail Mothers, and I feel like I have the support group now. And it's just, it's gone beyond just the trails, you know, a good support of friendships and just moral support of like that I'm not alone. And that's what Trail Mothers has brought to me. And now my daughter has friends with other Trail Mothers, and that's like super. And I want to keep on doing that for my daughter. Show her that I can be independent and still go hiking by myself or with a group, basically.
Everybody mentioned mommy friends. So when you have a kid, you kind of like, you look for another kid. Like before Trail Mothers, I would go to the park and then watch my kid. Oh, he's playing well with that kid. Let me introduce introduce myself to that mom.
Looking for mommy friends.
Yeah, you're looking for mommy friends because you want your kids to make friends. So they learn some social skills. And so you put yourself out there.
It's like dating all over.
It is, and it's hard. Like, I feel like I don't have a lot of things in common with the other parents at my kids' schools.
I am
a lot younger than a lot of the... I was actually at a party, and me and another parent found out that, like, we went to the same high school, and he's like, "Oh, I graduated in 87. When did you graduate?" And I was like, 2007. Okay. You know, like, oh, this is weird. So it's hard. Like, my kids want to hang out with their friend. Like, I mean, I want to, but then it's like this
awkward.
Then
you have to hang out with their parents too.
It's like, it's like a 2-for-1 deal, you know? They get friends and I get friends. Everybody wins.
Or you might get stuck with someone.
And then all the dads are the same. You know? They all like stand in the back and like have awkwardly their hands in their pockets and then like look at their phones and then talk to each other a little bit and, you know, pick up the kids when they're having a tantrum and we're like, "I can't do this anymore. You take them. I'm done." You know?
That's... Yeah. And like my son, he's an only child. He has lots of cousins, so he does get interaction with other kids, but it's different when they interact with their own family or siblings or cousins than when you interact with people who aren't a part of your family. Like, that's a different experience that my son gets out of Trail Mothers. Like, his cousins will allow him to do certain things where other kids are like, "Who are you? You can't do that." So prior to daycare or school, like, Trail Mothers for my son was a social interaction experience, and he definitely has friends and he looks forward to seeing them. And like she said, when we go on hikes, he asks, "Mommy, are we going to go with Liam?" And I'm like, "No, you know, this time Liam's not going." And Liam's Kristen's son, or he knows Laith now, and he says, "Mommy, am I going to see Laith?" I'm like, maybe, we'll see. And he really looks forward to the social interaction with the kids. And I know when we go up, you know, mountains, and he's, even though he started hiking, he will get lazy, and I always carry the bag, and he's always like, "It's time for me to sit." But when the other kids are around, they push him.
They run, the kids are like competitive, they want to
keep up with each other. I mean, the last hike, it wasn't a long hike or anything, but there was like a point where the little hill kind of dropped, and the older kids were just running, like taking down the hill, and he was ready to just jump the hill, and I was like, "No, you will die. Like, you can't do that." But I like that because I feel like I'm a very cautious person just in general. Growing up like that, I mean, I was never the kid that was like, "Let me try and jump off this swing," or "Let me try and climb this jungle gym." Like, no, I at 10 years old knew, like, if I fall off that jungle gym, I'm gonna break a bone and I'm gonna die. And I don't want him to feel that way. So it's nice to like let him go crazy and see how other kids enjoy nature, and not just based off my experiences where it's just me and him. I would probably be like, "Do not climb that tree. Like, you will fall and you will break your arm and mommy will die." And with other kids, like, they were climbing the tree last time and he was like, "I want to do that." And so I'm like, okay, you know, all these other moms are letting their kids, like, I'm gonna let him do that. And obviously he can't climb the tree, but he's, you know, stomping on the stomp and he's thinking like he's the coolest kid, and I want that for him. And it's nice to have other moms that see me allow him to do that and not necessarily think you're crazy for letting your kid do that. Like, I know when I started, my in-laws especially, you know, it's their youngest grandkid, they're like, you cannot climb the mountain with him. You can't take him. Don't do this. I think my first solo trip, I went to Zion with him. And he had just turned a year. You know, my brother-in-law had just gone, and he started telling us, like, oh, you know, there's floods and there's flash floods, and you got to be careful. You can't do the narrows with him because, you know, the flood will happen. And my mother-in-law was like, my mother-in-law was like, you're not taking my grandson. And I was like, yes, I am. Like, we're going to do it, and it's going to be fun. And on the way there, like, I literally was going to stop in Vegas and get a flight home because I was like, I can't do this with my son. Like, oh my gosh, they're right. And as soon as I went into the Narrows, there was a ton of moms with their kids, and they weren't necessarily a part of Trail Mothers, but to me, that was so nice to see. Yeah, that other moms do this and other kids do this, and it could be a little scary, but if they can do it, I can do it. And I think that's just a nice part of seeing a group like Trail Mothers, is it encourages, you know, if someone else can do it, you can do it too.
So you guys have been doing such a good job, I don't have to ask you anything. Everything I want to talk about, you're all naturally already talking about, but you brought up something I didn't even think about asking you guys about, which is a topic that comes up on this show all the time, which is dealing with and managing fear. Exactly what you're talking about is something that happens so much, is as a society, we've learned to fear things that we don't understand, and fear the nature around us. And you're saying, like, your family is trying to talk you out of taking them places. Is that something you all have to deal with?
Yep.
And has this helped you manage that fear and teach other people what to truly be afraid of instead of what not to be afraid of?
As my personal experience, when you become a mom, fear automatically comes into your system. Hard. Because before I became a mom 23 years ago, with my first son, I used to rappel. I was in the service. Daredevil threw a live grenade and everything. And I was like, oh, I could do this. You know, I was a daredevil and, you know, broke my ankle, kept on marching. And when I became a mom, I was like, oh my God, don't get too close to the edge. You're gonna fall. And it was really scary. And then when I started hiking, I would get to the edge and I was like, oh my God, it's a long way down. It's a natural fear that comes when you become a mom. So it's like, I don't want that. And as I've been hiking, the fear has been going away. My son, he's a little daredevil. He's like, Mom, let me come. No, you're going to break. Okay, just go. If you fall, you fall. And, you know, we have to let them be free, you know. And my mom had a saying, in Spanish it's different, del suelo no pasas. It means that beyond the floor, nothing's going to happen. I mean, we just have to let them be. And fear will always be part of our nature and our system. But for moms, it just comes when you become a mother. And it's hard to deal with fear. Fear has been going away slowly as I've been hiking. I was like, okay, I could do this. My son could do this. So it's going away. So I'm getting ready to rappel again. Rappelling. Yeah. I'm going to start rock climbing starting next year.
Yay!
And probably once I get the okay from the doctor, I'm going to skydive.
My most overused words on the trail with my kid is, be careful. I try not to use it as much, but I do.
I mean, it's a natural word.
Yeah, I mean, for me, I think the fear of being a mom and with hiking, it kind of had an opposite effect. Like I said, growing up, I was fearful of everything. I feel like I never was a normal child. Like, I just knew death was going to happen, so, like, don't do anything. And my husband is the opposite. When I tell him, you know, my younger stories, like, he'll be like, oh, did you ever climb? Nope. No, I would never do that. And he's like, why? You know, and he's opposite. He is Mr. Mom with our son. Like, if my son touches a wooden bench, he's like, don't do it. You're going to get a splinter. And I'm like, if you fall, you'll be fine. Like, you're going to get up. And, you know, on the trail, yeah, I have a heightened sense of fear where I'm like, if you get too close to that edge, you will fall off the mountain. But I don't try and push that on him. I feel like for me, hiking for my son is to eliminate those fears and let him be free outdoors. And
gain confidence.
Yeah, definitely be okay with exploring. Like, I feel like, especially younger children, we're so used to telling them no. That's just something I think I know when I was younger, I'm like, I'm never going to tell my kid no. Like, I'm going to let him do whatever he wants. But at home, everything is no, and especially with the toddler. And it's nice when they're outdoors to just say yes, like, yeah, okay, you can touch that tree, or yeah, you can, you know, explore here, but just teaching them a sense of carefulness with nature, but at the same time, a sense of freedom. Just a couple weeks ago, I actually went to Mammoth with my son after Thanksgiving. His dad is not one for hiking. It's just not his thing. Like, he'll go camping with us, but he's not one to go on a 10-mile hike. Like, he wants to sit and fish or do something like that. And so he didn't go with us. But when I went, you know, I kind of dealt with the conditions. It was my first time going, and it was freezing, you know, just with the toddler in general. I think it was our first road trip where he wasn't in diapers, so he needed to stop and use the restroom and just things like that. And, you know, after the experience, we came home, and he told his dad everything about it. He said, "Dad, I saw snow. I touched this." He went to his first hot spring. He was telling him all about the hot spring. And my husband was, for the first time, actually was just like, "I am so proud that you are literally like heart of steel. Like, you take him to these experiences where I feel like I wouldn't have let him get in that hot spring because I don't know what flesh-eating bacteria is in there and it's gonna kill my child. But you let him like just be free." And he comes home and he's like, at 3 years old, "Dad, I climbed a mountain with snow and I did this and I did that." And he's like, "I'm just so proud that he literally, with going on, you know, adventures with you and seeing you hiking, he really thinks you're like superwoman. Like, mommy just climbs the trails." And like she said, my, you know, my son is on my back and I'm like breathing hard and like sweating. He's telling me, "Let's go, mommy. We can do this. Like, we can do this." So for my husband, it was, you know, he just said, "I have a real appreciation that you're able to take our son and do these things where I feel like if I went and I did it, he would not leave like my side. He would see the mountain from the car and we're coming home." So I feel like hiking in general is a great thing for moms because, yeah, it is a natural fear that we get. I mean, with your children, you want to keep them in a bubble, and being able to like take them out in nature and let them explore, it helps you as well as them. Like, it just helps take away that natural fear, and it allows you to, if they climb that tree and they survive, okay, I'm okay with you climbing trees now, you know? And you're always gonna have a kid that falls and scrapes his knee. And I feel like that's just a natural thing in general, but hiking just, it's nice to see other kids doing it. And it doesn't make you feel like you're putting your kid in danger.
Danger, yeah.
Yeah, it's a normal thing, and it's good for them.
I don't tell my mom where I take her grandson.
Yeah, I don't say much.
I don't say.
Yeah,
we're just going out. I've learned to tell them after we've come back.
Yes.
I have the opposite, like, I'm actually at really laid back. Like, people are usually like, "You're not scared?" And I'm like, "No." My fear, like, I think now a lot of us have more fear, like personal anxiety, fears of going out, fears of being rejected, fears of, oh, someone's going to judge the way I parent. And so I think my anxiety comes from, like, I don't want to go out and meet people because I have anxiety of what they're going to think of. And you'd never guess it. Like, I have, like, debilitating social anxiety. But, like, that's what getting out here, it kind of, like, you get out, you meet people, and it's not, like, it's just, like, the whole vibe of the outdoor community is just, everybody's really happy. Like, the majority of people are very happy. I have a friend who works at REI, and I was like, "How's everyone treating you this holiday season?" And he's like, "Well, you know," and I was, like, thinking about it, and I was like, "You know, everybody who comes in here is probably pretty damn happy, you know?" And he said, "Yeah," and that's the thing, like, you know, you go outside and people say, "Good morning, hi." Like, the only place, like, what, there's a meme and it's like the only place someone says hi to you is on the trails. Yeah. Like, it's true. And so I think we have all this horrible anxiety about going out, but if you come outside, everyone's nice.
I've had experience where my kid is crying on the trail and I get dirty looks from other hikers because I'm like disturbing their peace.
Oh, yeah. But here with this group, it's like, you know, your kid's screaming and eating rocks and throwing pine cones.
And I've had those experiences too, but I think I focus more on experiences where, like I said, my family sometimes are like, "You're crazy.
Yeah.
Don't do that."
What are you doing?
But
that's
I
dangerous.
Go, yeah, and there I am on the trail with my son, and I have hikers that literally stop and stare at me because I'm carrying this like 30 pounder on my back, and they're just like, "Whoa, that must be nice. Like, I'd want to ride there too." And I'd be like, "Yeah, it's nice." And they totally are like, "You're awesome. Like, way to go, mom." So it's definitely, for me, it's an encouraging experience to do things like that with your kid rather than in a normal everyday where someone would probably, judge you and be like, "You're crazy for letting them do that. Like, you shouldn't do that." And I draw from my son because I know maybe I'm crazy, but he loves it. Like, I love, you know, waking up on a Saturday and my son running and telling me, like, he calls hiking climbing rocks. So he'll tell me, "Mommy, are we going to go climb rocks today?" And even if I don't plan it, just because he asks, me yet? I'm like, yeah, let's go. Let's go climb a rock today and we'll go hiking, you know, even a local trail, even if it's like a quick 2 mile one. He loves it. He doesn't really understand the difference of a, you know, 8 mile trail versus a 2 mile trail. To him, it's just fun. So I definitely draw from his excitement.
I will say that is actually for people who do not like hike or like do not do any like outdoor kind of activity. I have a lot of friends, like mom friends, that they're almost like thinking, why are you torturing your kids? Like taking them into, and he loves it. Like actually he doesn't have any worries. So the first time that I actually took him backpacking was when he was 6 months old. So we did like a 4 day backpacking trip. So carrying everything. So I carry him and all his stuff, and my husband carry like the tent and all the other things like food and all that. And you do the same that you do here, that you pack everything just in case, like double blankets and I don't know how many diapers just in case.
Oh, yeah.
But my friends were like, you are actually crazy. Why are you taking your baby? Yeah. He's going to freeze there. Like he's going to have like a very bad experience. And I feel very judged about that. Like almost you're like a bad mother because you're taking your kid into that, just pushing him because you want to do it. And I was like, actually no, like this is my decision, this is how I want to raise my kid. And he didn't have any problem there actually. So he had a great time. He loves the tent. He knows that when we're packing, like something's gonna happen. And I have like a couple of friends that the mom, she doesn't like to do anything. Like she takes the kids to the park and that's the most like outdoor experience that the kid will have. The dad, he's like telling me, oh, I would love to take my kid like camping. It's like, oh, you should go with us actually. If my other friend, she doesn't want to go, that's okay. Like you can take your kid. If you want to do something with your kid, you have to show him now that there's no limits actually. Mm-hmm. If you're like just having your kid in this small bubble, they're gonna be very fearful to do other kind of things.
I actually came across a lot of judgmental people on Facebook. I was planning a trip to have a supai and I was debating on taking my daughter with me, and I actually posted a comment saying, hey, has anyone ever heard of any parents taking their child to have a supai? And they're like, don't take your child. We don't want to hear them crying at night or crying. And it was just a very negative backlash that I got. I was so, so sad.
It's discouraging.
Yeah. And it's just, the comment was just so, I thought I was going to get some empowering encouragement, but I didn't get that. And with Trail Mothers, I get that. I get that support, their understanding of like, just because you're a parent, you can't just like start living at home and just staying at home because you have a child, or you can't go to a restaurant because they're going to go tantrum. It's ridiculous. And that's what mothers should be empowered to go out more, because other hikers should see more kids out there and be socially aware that there's families and kids in the world. It's not just single people like without kids. We're teaching our children to love the nature and from a young age so they can grow up being a well-balanced person and not be that one person saying, oh, don't bring your child. They're going to be encouraging, you know?
Well, if you don't bring your child, then how does your child become well adapted? Like, that's something that literally is on every single one, like, report card of my kids' things. They say you have a very adaptable, like, your child is very well adapted. And like, oh, okay, cool. Like, you know, they go through transitions well. And I seriously attribute that to just like forcing them to go out, forcing them to do things that they don't want to do. Not like bad things. I always tell them, my mom always used to say, if it's illegal, immoral, or improper, then you tell someone. If it's not, then like suck it up and move on. And, you know, now I think about it and I'm like,
and I think that's for you, mom. That's like a great thing about Trail Mothers too, because prior to my son, I did want to do hiking. Like, I really wanted to start hiking because of a weight issue. Like, for me, going to the gym gets boring. It's repetitive. Like, I rather go walk a huge trail.
Outdoor
stuff. And lose weight and, like, see all these things. But as a single, like, woman hiker, like, I was very discouraged by other hikers and other groups, you know, because of my weight, saying things like, you know, if I'd ask a question about a trail, they'd be like, oh, but I don't know if you can do it, or things like that. Yeah. When I had my son, I remember I went to the Culver City Stairs and I tried to do it with him. And there was a lady that actually stopped me and told me, like, have you ever done this before? And I was like, no, you know, like, I'm kind of naive to think, like, oh, she was just gonna, like, encourage me. But she was like, maybe you should stop. And I don't think you should carry your son up there. And I was like, it affected me more to hear her say that my son couldn't do it, even though he wasn't physically really doing it himself. I was carrying him. It affected me more to hear her say that my son couldn't do it than to hear that I couldn't do it, because I had heard I couldn't do things before. And before, like, if someone told me you couldn't do it, I wouldn't do it. I would think, like, oh, well, they did it, they probably know more. Or if they had a hard time, they're, like, two people smaller than me, so maybe I shouldn't do it. But I think that was my whole thing, was I'm not going to let someone tell my son he can't do things. And I need to prove to him that if I can do it, you can do it. So to find a group like Trail Mothers, like Camila, I remember seeing your story, I think before you were a part of Trail Mothers, and seeing that backpacking trip with your son and thinking, like, I wish I started with my son when he was 2 months old, you know? And, like, thinking, like,
way easier because they're not that heavy.
Yeah, as they get older, I feel like you kind of need more things. Like, before it was like, okay, he's hungry, you know, you have your boob. You don't need bottles. You don't need formula. You know, quick diaper. Yeah, now it's like you need, you know, 10,000 snacks because maybe today he doesn't want
to. We need to coordinate our snacks, okay?
Yeah.
We have to send a memo out.
Yeah, so I mean, because another child wants what? Your child. So I mean, groups like Trail Mothers, it's nice to see stories like Camila, where she takes her baby, and even though someone else thinks it's crazy, like, that's encouraging to me. Or going to a trip like that, like, I don't think anyone should try and tell you to stop in general. And just because you're a mom and maybe they're not parents, I think they should have the least opinion. Like, you don't
such
know.
It's such a great experience for them.
It is, especially, like, our babysitter might fall through for New Year's, and we were going to go to Death Valley. And I keep questioning, like, well, do we bring the kids? Do we not? And then there are, like, four people in our group this past month have, like, taken their kids to Death Valley. And I'm like, okay, all right, we can do this. Like, we could drag them along. Like, it's nice to see that because, the fear of, like, I can't do this. That's a word I use way too much, as I can't do this.
And then the good thing, too, is that when you see other moms doing what you've been wanting to do, you can actually ask them for tips. That's the best part of this group, is also that you have, like, the resource of, like, hey, what did you need? Do you need crampons? What you, like, right now, the debate is, what do we need for snow hiking and crampons? Or what was the other?
Spikes.
So if anyone knows about that, can we get the answer for that?
Definitely our group on, you know, social media, we have an awesome outreach because we can post things like that, like a quick poll or just a question, like, has anyone ever been here? And in this group, I just feel like everyone's so friendly and quick to give positive feedback and let you know, like, you know, when I did it, I did this or I did that. I have never actually seen any posts where someone's like, oh, don't do this or you can't do this.
No, there's no negative.
Yeah, we have
a
great outreach.
We're definitely like an outdoor, outdoor resource, basically, for, like, families. Yeah. Like a family outdoor resource.
Yeah, because sometimes it's hard just to Google something like, oh, camping or backpacking with kids. Mm-hmm. And, like, you don't find that much information. So when I did it the first time, it's like, how do you deal with the diapers? Mm-hmm. You have to carry all of them out. But things like very simple like that, I think that is good that I have this group of moms that they have experience, and we can share it with the rest of other moms.
I want to add to it, besides being discouraged because of having a kid or being on the trails, health issues is another discouragement, you know, of other hikers. I was discouraged from a couple of other groups, which I'm not going to mention. And I told them, look, I have this condition. I'll hike with you guys, but I'll be in the back because I have to regulate my heart. I got to check my blood pressure. But you guys keep on going, and I'll meet you there. They hiked and left me behind. And I felt so discouraged. Instead of them motivating me, it's like, you could do it, and it just hurt.
No, my friend's very first hike, we went to Echo Mountain, and she was, like, really nervous about it, and I was like, you can do it, you know, and I told the girls, I was like, can we go at a slower pace? And they're like, yeah, we're gonna go slow today. Oh, man, I guess my slow pace is really slow, because they took off, and my friend was so discouraged, and, like, after a mile, she was just like, I want to go home. It was so sad to see that, and I've seen that in other groups and in other places, and I've started to not associate myself with certain groups, and just because I don't like that, and
I've never seen, I'm like a fly on the wall. I like to watch and listen, and I've never seen anyone say anything negative, not just out of us seven, but anybody who comes to our events is kind, and it's just a very welcoming place. Like, we just want to build a welcoming, happy community, because so much of that is lacking in the world, society, everywhere. We just need more community.
Yeah, and that's the nice part about Trail Mothers too, is that we do have, you know, the kid-friendly hikes where it's like, you understand if a kid's coming, there's a certain pace, and we have the mom-friendly hikes where we get to do the bigger trails where, you know, it might be harder to carry a 30-pound kid up a mountain, but a mom could do it. Yeah, so
or there's a health issue.
Or there's a health issue. Like, it's nice that we're very accommodating to any situation, whereas same thing, other groups where they would host a hike and I'd want to go. Like, I guess that whole fear thing comes back to, for me, hiking by myself with my son is a huge fear. So being able to hike with other people is like a plus for me. And when I reach out to groups and I'm like, oh, I would like to come, but I have my son, you know, I'm not the kind of person that has 24-hour babysitting beck and call. So sometimes if I want to go out, like, I have no choice. I have to bring my son. And if I reached out, they'll be like, oh, well, no kids.
And nothing against those groups, because I think those groups are great, because there's sometimes where I really want to just, like, I want to get on a hike and I want to mash it and, like, kill it and then run, you know, that. And so nothing against those, but, like, I think there wasn't a place, there wasn't a safe place for moms and kids. I feel like, and this is it.
I do go out with other groups. Like, I've gone out with other groups without my son, and I love it, I enjoy it. Nothing against them, not so much that they tell me, oh, you can't come all the time, but it's more like the fact that there wasn't really a group like this. That's a positive thing I feel for this group, is that there is this kind of group where other people, that if you don't have babysitting or you have a health condition or maybe you're not the fastest person, I think this is a great group to, you know, start off with. You know,
so
you
basically
have
hiking with kids, like, double to the time.
And I mean, to have a group like this, or have more of an encouragement situation, or ability to talk with other people that have abilities that aren't, you know, you're not capable of just run up a mountain in like an hour. You have to take a little bit longer, and to find out, like, what do you use, and everyone kind of give that input. It's really great, and it's really a resourceful group. And even the website, I'm on the website all the time. I love reading the blogs. Like,
oh, yeah, we have bloggers.
Yeah, we have bloggers on how to camp with family, how to do, you know, snow activities with families, how to do
gear reviews, product reviews.
Oh, yeah, the product reviews.
Yeah, I've learned, I didn't know half the stuff I now own existed before I, like, met you guys. And, you know, my kids are all geared up now. They all got headlamps and, like, little backpacks and camelbacks. And it's, like, the most, you know, and cool. Like, and I didn't even know, like I said, some of this stuff existed, and so it's cool, and the kids get excited about it, and if they have the same cool backpack that their friend has, then it's, like, even more exciting for them.
You know? Oh, yeah, I think your daughter had a backpack last time, and my son was like, my son was like, I want a backpack. I don't know what she pulled out of it, but he was like, I want a backpack, and I was like, I want you to have a backpack, too. Like, you can carry your own snacks. Yeah.
And when we reach our summit, guess what's in their backpack?
Snacks,
Legos, and
rocks,
toys,
rocks, acorns.
Yes.
If my son could collect every rock on the trail, my house would be made of rocks. Like, it's insane.
So I think you guys have answered every question about why somebody would want to join Trail Mothers. So let's tell people how to join Trail Mothers, and if they have to be in Los Angeles, or if it's open to people across the country.
Well, if you want to join Trail Mothers, it's free. All you got to do is go on our website, trailmothers.com, and subscribe, so you stay updated to all of our events and all of our things that we're going to be doing next year for 2019. You can also go on Instagram at Trail Mothers, follow, send us a little message, hey, how are you? Go on Facebook, join our closed group, just for women only. There's that. And other than that, if you ever see an event on Facebook, just show up. Just show up to our hikes and see our pink hats with our logo on it.
But mainly our events are Southern California area.
They're in Southern California. We don't have any chapters right now.
But it's exciting to see. I think we have people all over, and if they're
Alaska, they can even
join our group, post pictures. Like, I love seeing, you know, like one of the places I want to go is like the Great Smoky Mountains in Tennessee. So like, I don't know, we got someone.
We have someone there.
Exactly, yeah, and they want to post their stories and their pictures. Like, yeah, anybody can join. Like, but right now, yeah, it'll be
or go on Facebook and post a meetup.
Yeah,
you know? Yeah. Or if you live in Alaska or you live in Colorado or wherever you're at and you want to have a Trail Mother event, you can create an event in the group and we'll support it. We'll help spread the word. We're trying to encourage that.
So a way I think would be good to wrap this up is, of course, there's someone listening who's like, that sounds great. I can't do that because of whatever. Because everyone always is going to have some hurdle, right, that they need to overcome. So as we go out, if you guys want to tell people why they can, and maybe a hurdle that you thought was going to stop you that didn't, let's explain to people why there aren't any good excuses to not join a group like this and get themselves and their children out in nature.
For me, my discouragement was that I didn't have a partner, like a husband, to carry Naomi on, because I didn't want to carry her because she's too heavy. The fear has gone away. I can carry her because I see other moms carrying older kids on their back and then crying kids, tantrum kids. If you think your kid is the worst kid ever, trust me,
you haven't met
some of these trail mother kids. And so, like, the social anxiety that you might have of meeting other parents that will judge you for your parenting it goes away. It goes away here at Trail Mothers. Just basically, you make it your own when you become a trail mother. You see other moms and they encourage you, empower you, and you bring a sense of courage. Like, you become courageous once you're here. That's the positive feedback, the motivation that you get on the trail. Your kids start loving it, so then you're encouraged to come out even more.
I feel like just hiking in general should just be known as an all-inclusive thing. I know when I first started, I felt like, well, I'm not the social media hiker. Like, I don't look like the pretty girls on the mountains with their long blowing hair, and I can't post that picture. I can't do that thing. But I feel like hiking is perfect for the introverted person who doesn't want to talk to anyone and just wants to feel one with nature. And it's also the perfect experience for a social butterfly who can, you know, interact with other people and just meet other people. And I just feel like no one should tell you not to do something that you're even possibly remotely interested in. You should try it regardless, even if it's just one time. And if you hate it, that's fine. And if you love it, keep going. Like, everyone should feel empowered to do something that you see someone else doing. Like, it's not just because if you see someone else doing it doesn't mean you can't do it, or just because no one else is doing it doesn't mean you can't do it. I just feel like hiking in general is an all-inclusive thing for kids, for mom, for single people, for dads, for people who hate the outdoors, for people who love the outdoors. And just don't allow anyone to stop you or make you think like you can't, because there is going to be someone out there who you are going to meet and who's going to make you feel like you can, and you're going to have that interaction. And whether it be your own child or whether it be a friend that you meet on social media or, you know, just walking down the street, there's always a possibility for you to live your life better. Live your life outside of your norms. Like, I know my norms was inside. I wasn't an outside person, and now my norm is going outside. I feel comfortable outside. And if I would have listened to all those people who told me I can't hike because I'm overweight, or I can't hike because I have a baby, then I would have not been able to experience all the things I've experienced in the last 3 years. Those moments are like a lifetime worth
rewarding
of moments. And the fact that I know and I feel empowered and encouraged to keep going, I know as my son grows up, I'm going to have so many more of those moments. And it's just so exciting to feel so empowered and so capable, that I hope that anyone out there who wants those kind of experiences just grabs it and goes. Don't even think about it. Walk out the door, grab your shoes, go walk. Like, you can do it. You can go hiking, you can go swimming, you can do anything you want to do. Don't let anything stop you, because the last thing you want to do is live your life through someone else's life. You need to experience it.
And your children need that experience.
Yeah,
too.
Definitely. You want the best for your kids. Why wouldn't you want them to do the things that you couldn't do? That's probably the best part of it, is I know that
my son is never going to look back and think, I wish I did this one day, because I'm going to live up to that thing where you want to tell your kids, I'm going to show you the world. That's what I'm trying to do to my son. And I feel encouraged that one day he's going to look back and say, well, I climbed that mountain. Like, yeah. I can do that one too. And I've seen the world. And that's all things that I instilled in him in a young age.
Yeah, my son sees the mountain that he climbed when we were on the freeways and stuff. And he sees it. And I point out, oh, you went all the way up there. And he's like, I did. Yeah. Like, and he feels really proud of
himself. The other thing that I think that a lot of people might say is that they don't have time, or the scheduling is off, or I'm a working mother full time. The weekends are like my free time. And if you have any time, like during the weekday, other moms in the groups are stay-at-home moms. So you can actually meet other moms and go out on your own without, like, as a trail mother. That's the fun thing about this group, is that you meet other moms. If you feel like going on an adventure one day, you can just, like, pop in and say, hey, is anyone free? And there's going to be someone free.
Yeah. If you're tired of going to the mall playground, taking your kid to the mall playground, yeah. You can.
Mall playground.
You can go on, you know, Facebook and post, I want to go to Griffith Park instead of the mall playground, and then meet someone there.
For this, I was being discouraged by other women telling me that I shouldn't take Liam out on a hike by myself. I shouldn't be going to Griffith Park hiking alone. I shouldn't be going to Wisdom Tree and carrying Liam, or I wasn't making him. He liked it. So I was getting discouraged by other women, whether they were moms or not. I had other women telling me, that's not a good idea, Kristen, that you're being a bad parent, you're being a bad mom. And one day I just said, you know what, we're all women. Why are we against each other? We should be lifting each other. And I just ignored them, and I decided to have a group, take the chance to see if it could, you know, if I could build this community that I had a vision in my head. And I just told everyone to basically, you know, skedaddle. I got it. And it's been a great journey and success and meeting everybody. And I'm really happy with all of our friendships that we have together and all our long group threads that we have on our phones.
Yeah, I had to turn on that option that erases your text after 30 days because it was taking up too much memory.
Also, besides the hiking, Liam wanted to do something different.
He got tired of the mall playground too.
Tired of the mall playground. So besides hiking, he wanted to do something different. So I asked him, do you want to do karate or do you want to do rock climbing? And he chose rock climbing. And so that gave me another set of fears with the wall and him falling and me freaking out. And I decided to get into it. So now he and I share a different passion now. So now we try to share it with everybody else to see if you want to try to have a different outlet.
I think my discouragement is myself. I'm like really odd and I have no filter. And I tend to speak my mind. and so I tend to avoid social situations because I feel like, well, I'm just so different. Nobody's going to like me. So I've just been used to doing everything on my own. And I avoid group situations. Like, I'm friendly, but I just feel like I'm the odd one out all the time. That's how I've always felt my whole life, that I'm different. Here, like, so that's where you shouldn't feel that way, because you come here and everybody's so nice and people do have the same likes as you and people do want to do the same things as you and, you know, everyone's different and, you know, that's okay. But what's nice is that everyone here is welcoming. And so I think a lot of people struggle with that fear, is we're our own worst enemy. Like, why am I subjecting my kids to not go hang out with other kids all because I think people are going to judge me and think I'm weird? Like, okay, you are weird. Get over it. Like, so that was my discouragement. And then, like, of course, the first time Kristen meets me, I'm like, great, I'm a hot mess. She thought I was so cool. Was she surprised? And we're all kind of, I feel like, instilled with that social fear now. It's like I said, we're so connected, but we're so disconnected that it's like when we actually have the time to have real human physical interaction, it's very weird. Like, we don't know what to do, you know? And I think we have to, like, push ourselves to get past that and kind of get back to a point of, like, hey, neighbor, like, like, how many of us know our neighbors? Like, how many of us are on, like, friendly, you know, terms of, like, the person down the street now? Like, we're not. So I think we need to get out of that rut that we're getting into and push ourselves past that, like, awkward stage. And
we
just
want our kids to be
exactly. I don't want my kid to be socially awkward, and I don't want my kid to feel like me. And,
right?
Exactly. Yeah. And it's sweet because with kids are so young, like, they don't care what their friend looks like. They don't care if their friend is slow. They don't care. They'll encourage each other. They'll drag each other up the hill by their ankles if they have to. I mean, and well, it's refreshing to see.
I don't think kids really care to get to the top.
Yeah. Like, they just want to have fun.
Yeah, they just want to have fun. They just
and we need to remember that. Yeah, like, we're so obsessed as, like, a culture of, like, the end result of what it's not the journey. It's what are we going to get at the end? And it's not about that. It's about picking up the acorns and the rocks and throwing them off the side.
Yeah, because that was one of my discouragement was his little legs is not going to, he's not going to get me up to the summit. You know what I mean? Like, and I was like, oh no, what am I going to do? You know, I can't carry him anymore and he's going to whine. But then I had to step back, enjoy the hike with him. You know what I mean? Like, it's not about the end anymore. It's the journey. You know, it's that cliche.
Like, my daughter, like, one hike, I was getting annoyed because she was being slow and I was trying to trail run at the same time because she's a runner. And I was like, come on. Yeah. And she's like, look at these acorns. And I'm like, oh my God. And she's like, they make a cool sound if you tap them together. And I was like, oh, really? And she's like, yeah, listen. And she's all tapping them. And I was like, oh, that's pretty cool. And then on the next time I was out, I was with the other kids, and I was like, hey, if you guys tap these acorns together, they make a cool sound, you know? But, like, I would have never done that because I'm so, like, go. Like, we got to get to the end. We got to get to the top and run back down. And not about that. No,
it's about patience.
Yeah. And man, do these kids teach us patience. That's the thing. I prayed for patience in church, and then, like, I ended up getting pregnant and having Irie, and God was like, oh, you want patience? Okay, here you go. Have this.
I mean, I guess the main point is there's a lot of reasons not to do
anything.
Anything is a reason not to do something. But if you do it, you end up finding out, like, way more about yourself, about your children, about your capabilities, about other people.
You gain confidence.
Yeah, you gain confidence. Like she said, I'm a full-time employee. You know, I'm trying to go to school part-time. Like, I just got married. I just moved out. Like, I juggle a million billion things at one time, but even if I get to go out one day out of the month, it's worth a million billion days because you just get so much experience just off of one day. It's more of a negative to stop yourself and not do it than it is to say, okay, I can sleep in till, you know, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, or I can wake up early, you know, and I can go out really quick. And even if it's just one day, you're going to experience and you're going to get so much more from that one day. And I feel like just saying you don't have time is not a good enough excuse.
We're lucky to live in an area where you can start your hikes later.
And the other thing that I suffer from depression, that's another debilitating issue that might keep you from meeting other people, getting out of your bed. And I'm right there with you. Some days I just feel like staying in bed and go for it, you know, but my time at work, I spend it thinking about my hike on the weekend. It's so something to look forward to, and I'm so excited. I fill up my calendar. I'm like, this day I'm gonna do this hike, this day the event is coming up. So it's so encouraging and so, like, it is something to look forward to. And hiking itself has taken away the depression as well. You just feel so good hiking and being in nature.
It's a medicine.
It's nature's medicine. Yeah. Exactly. And so if you might be going through anxiety and all that, you just have to push yourself that one day to go hiking, and you get a good photo op as well. You just, like, love it, and you have that memory, and it's something to look forward to.
Yeah, so many times I think I spend more time talking myself out of a hike than actually doing the hike, you know? And then it's like, kid you not, first mile, I can't do this, I should turn around, I'm too tired, I didn't drink enough water, I didn't sleep enough, I'm gonna have low blood sugar, I'm gonna die, you know? And then it's like, you get to the halfway point, you're like, okay,
Yeah, there's no hike that you ever regret doing, right?
Yeah, and then in the end, you're just like, I'm so glad. How many times, like, do you really say, I wish I didn't do that? Like, no, usually it's always like, I'm so glad I got up, and I'm so glad I went outside.
I also hear, well, I have a baby. Oh, I just had a kid. I can't go hiking, or I can't go climbing, or whatever it is. I hear that a lot.
Well, there's a stigma that we're supposed to stay inside the house until the baby is a year old, and how dare you bring them outside?
Or I see parents out, and I know that they have kids, and I'm like, where are your kids? What are you doing? Why aren't you sharing your passions with your kids? So I always hear, oh, I just had a baby, or, oh, I don't know, he's not going to be into that. I'm like, how do you know if you don't try?
I think that's the thing is people are scared that if your kid throws a tantrum on the trail.
They're going to get judged.
Yeah.
And we're not going to judge. I'm not going to judge
you. But as you can clearly tell, we allow crying and
screaming,
tantruming.
Throwing.
So many tantrums.
Yes.
Rock throwing, dirt, yeah.
You just need a lot of patience, and they need a lot of breaks.
I know my son, I mean, at home, he started doing the throwing. He started, you know, running wild around the house and hearing no. And on the trail, allowing him to do those things and experience those things, he's also learned a culture of how to hike. Like, if he sees a dog coming down the trail, he'll tell me, Mommy, move to the side and give the dog a room. Or, you know, if the hikers are coming, he'll tell me, Mommy, move to the left.
And they can use that in the
real life.
Yeah. He learns, you know, from being outside and just hiking, he's learned, like, control. You know, he doesn't throw things inside the house now. He's more well-behaved because he knows that he has a place where those things are appropriate and where those things are not. And just at 3 years old, his school, his teachers tell me all the time, your kid is so well-behaved. And in my head, I'm like, no, he's not. But I do see that, you know, when he goes on trails, he has that method of release, like where he can throw rocks and it's okay to throw rocks. And just not at people. But he also knows, like, oh, if someone's walking and the trail is small, like, let's give him room. Learn those polite ways, and it's so proud as a mom. Like, you just get those proud mom moments where you're like, okay, even if everyone thinks I'm crazy or I'm making my son do this or I'm exposing him to things I shouldn't, like, I see the good in it. Like, I physically, you know, visually see him progressing and being a good human being. Like, I'm doing something right.
They're getting an appreciation for nature and the earth.
Yeah.
And it is so serious to, like, get it in their heads. You know, we did a cleanup hike, and we had an event, and that was the first event Kristen and I did together. It's amazing to see how that impacts kids just picking up trash. Like, they'll go other places and be like, oh, are we going to pick up trash on this hike? It's instilling this, like, value of appreciating where you live, like our earth, because it's not going to be here very much longer the way we're going. And so I think if a kid is inside all day long, there's no, like, connection as, like, okay, if I throw my trash on the ground, like, where does it go? You know, I think we see that a lot on the trails. Like, clearly people are not educated on, like, someone's not going to come by and pick this up for you. We're instilling this value of just appreciating nature and being outside and taking care of our lands. And I think that that's something that needs to be instilled in, like
early on. Like, early age until they, and then they'll grow up to be that way.
Yeah, it's just a way of life. Like, it's like the plastic bag thing. Everyone was mad about it, but now it's just a way of life. You just shove everything in your purse and hold it like this as you walk out the store. You know, it's just the way of life. Like, you just teach the kids to, like, just really value Earth. I mean, it's going to go a long way.
Yeah, I mean, bringing them out, you can get the best of both worlds. Like, I know I'm not the most outdoorsy person. I love being outdoors, but my kid plays video games. He loves video games. He loves his TV time. He has a tablet. Like, those things where sometimes when I see him doing it, and I'm thinking, that's not the best mom move. Like, I know letting him play video games is not the best thing, but I also take him out in nature and I instill those other different values. So
you have a balance.
It's a
good way to balance it out.
It gives you a feel about giving them the iPad. Yeah, because I'm like, you know what? He gets to play the video game today, but I mean, yesterday he climbed a mountain. Like, he's allowed to play the tablet today.
You
get all sense of different parenting styles. You get, you know, different exposures, and it's just a great overall experience. And introducing your kids to it, I mean, you can't be a bad mom when you're literally raising
a good human being.
All this fear has been instilled in us that we're a bad parent if we free-range parent our kids, if we let them run wild. I read a story of someone calling the police because their kid was like 100 feet away. Like, I mean, and they're like, oh, the child is alone. Like, no, and that's the thing. And that's what's making moms think like, oh, well, I don't want to go outside because I don't want someone. It makes you like think twice about wanting to do anything. So
no, you shouldn't, because the benefits outweigh all those fears at the end of the day. And it's true, like you said, no one ever does something and think, ugh, I wish I wouldn't have done that experience with my child. Like, I haven't had that happen
even
yet.
Bad experiences are like awesome learning experiences.
You
or like, you know, it's like the Griswolds
learning.
Family vacation over here, and you're like, well, at least we learned something.
My last trip when I went to Mammoth, like, I thought, okay, I got the tent, I got the sleeping bag, I even bought an air pump bed, and I was like, oh, we're set. And there I go, and it's like 20 degrees and there's snow on the ground, and I'm like, oh, I did not plan for this. And we slept in our car, you know, turned on the heater, and my kid loved it. Like, he thought it was the coolest thing. We got to sleep in our car, and he told everybody. I was embarrassed at school because he told his teachers, like, I went with my mommy to the snow, and we slept in my car. And they're just like, oh, yeah. Like, but I mean, he loved it. He thought it was the coolest thing. So, I mean, you literally learn, like, you trial errors, like, you just do it all. And
it
at the end of the day,
teaches them how to go with the flow.
Yes. Yeah. I will say, like, his dad, the thing I tell him all the time is he's not an adaptable person. So, like, if his plan A didn't work out, he doesn't jump to plan B right away. He's like,
melts down.
The world's going to fall apart. My plan didn't work. Where I'm kind of like, okay, you know, I can't sleep in a tent. We're going to sleep in the car. Like, we're going to do this. And I want to teach
plan
my
B.
son. Yeah, I want to teach my son to be able to do those
Resource,
things where you can adapt.
It's problem solving.
Yeah,
like,
that's
problem
it's
solving
a
skills.
Method.
Like, it's there's like a different. There's even like a new like way of teaching now. Like in nursery schools, it's like all outdoors. Like they've like
science.
It's like scientific studies have been proven that like outdoor exposure for our kids is just so incredibly beneficial because they're using all their senses. They can taste things because they're eating dirt and rocks, you know. they're smelling things. I mean, it's all-encompassing way of learning for
and
them.
And definitely for moms, I think, to experience this with your child, it teaches you how to be adaptable. Because even in that experience, had I gone with my friends or had I gone by myself, I probably would have just driven back home. I would have been like, no, I'm not going to sleep in my car. But because I wanted the experience for him and he thought it was so cool, I was like, well, if he thinks it's cool, we're going to just do it. So I think that's a great thing for moms, too, is that when you learn and do these experiences with your kids, like, they give you that encouragement. They give you the power.
I will say it's more hard for us to be adaptable. I think kids are more resilient than we think they are. Yeah. They'll go with everything. If you make it fun, they will, like, accept any kind of experience. And I will say, like, to everyone, just try it. Just go to one of our events. Go RSVP. And if you think you cannot make it, we can always like wait for you. We try to do very like short hike, like very good for kids. So just try it once. And if you don't like it, probably you'll find another community, or I'm pretty sure that you will like it. And you stay with us.
Yeah, this is kind of like the best group to try too, because I mean, you don't lose anything. It's free. We have, you know, 1, 2, 3 events a month. I mean, if you can't make one, you can make the other one. You can't make it this month, you can make it next month. You don't necessarily have to go to the group events if you want to reach out to us individually, or maybe you just want to go with one mom. Like, we're very accepting. Yeah, and we're kind of go with the flow, and we definitely, even in our thread, like, we have a million, billion trails that we all want to try, and we're all excited. So, I mean, if someone says, like, I want to try this, chances are you're going to get at least one mom to try it with you, and you're going to have, you know, whether it's a single mom, a family, or a kid, no kid, like, it's a great experience. Like, this is the group to try things with. So, if you, you know, have never done it before, this is great for first timers. If you're an avid hiker, we have avid hikers. We have people that have done like summits. I have never done a summit, and I'm excited to be a part of this group because I know I can reach out to individual moms or as a group, and if they can do it, I know that they'll be there for me and help me get through it. So it's definitely a great place to outreach and to find a friend to help you try that new life experience. It's definitely worth it.
So don't let other people get in your way. Don't get in your own way.
Yes.
And do something that's beneficial for you and your children and your relationship with your children. So join something like Trail Mothers. So thank all of you for coming. and talking.
We talk a lot.
And this is just to remind all of you, even those outside of the Southern California region, you can join Trail Mothers. It's as easy as finding them on Instagram or going to their website. You are encouraged to host your own local events and get Trail Mothers going in your area. But also, this is a reminder to head to trailmothers.com because there you can keep up with what they're doing and with some of their upcoming events. They just hosted a team building event at Boulder Dash back in January where all of them climbed together for the first time. And also in July, they will be having a Day Trips LA camp meetup. And as they pointed out in this episode, they have hikes all the time. So go find them on Instagram, on trailmothers.com, Twitter, Facebook, any of those places, and find somebody to go hiking with. I'd also like to encourage you to go to our website, gogetoutside.com, look for this episode 80 with Trail Mothers, and there you will find a number of photographs of them in action and links to all of the things we talked about on today's show. And for further encouragement, I am also going to include an embed there from our early Go Get Outside web series. I will include the hiking episode with Morella, who is herself a mother and a hiker. And if you needed any further encouragement, hopefully that video will be the encouragement for you. And if you would like to get in touch with us here at the show, we'd love to hear from you. Send us an email, go@butcherbirdstudios.com, or if you'd prefer, you can call us up or send us a text, 818-925-0106. And please, please head to your podcast purveyor of choice, subscribe to the show, rate it, review it, and share it with your mother. This episode of the Go Get Outside podcast was produced, recorded, and edited by me, your host, Jason Milligan. Additional help was provided by Griffin Davis, and as always, it has been brought to you by Butcher Bird Studios. Next time on the show, come back March 16th for the animator, the canyoneer, the smartass, the man, the mustache, Daniel Elson. March 16th. See you then.
You're the blue skies kind, the let's take the long trail kind, the immerse yourself in nature kind, the teach a new generation to love and preserve it too kind, the cold local brews after a day full of adventure kind, the adventurous kind, the friendly kind, the local culture seeker kind, and simply the kind kind. You're the checkout visit parkcity.com right now kind. Park City, Utah, for the mountain kind.
When it comes to family vacations, there are a million different trips you can take. You can get your own trip to Texas. Or if you prefer a vacation from your family, you can always get your own leave the kids with grandma. Yay! Trip to Texas. So go to traveltexas.com/get your own for the only trip to Texas that matters. Yours.
Travel is great, but planning for travel can be time-consuming and difficult. That's where One Travel comes in. With One Travel, you'll find everything you need to book the perfect trip. Flights, hotels, cars, transportation, it's all right there. With One Travel, you can book online, via app, or even pick up the phone and talk to a travel advisor ready to help you make your selections. Visit onetravel.com/music or call 855-437-2154. Plan it, book it, live it. One Travel.
The most exciting part of a vacation stay at a home rental? Easy. It's being greeted upon arrival with a rusted lockbox affixed to the underside of a stranger's condo. Yeah, you simply twist knobs, click gears, jiggle it, and then rip it off its moorings, and voila! Your prize is a key to a questionable home rental and maybe tetanus. When you just want to get your vacation started by actually getting into your room, it matters where you stay. At Hilton, We deliver your key right to your phone on the Hilton Honors app. Hilton, for the stay.